Box of cats finna go up, nigga. I'm just outside with my dog.
Okay.
I'm in La Ciencia.
Of course.
Push.
He said she said he the what the who. Hold up, nigga, talk about it, yeah. Heard it seen it probably wasn't true. Hold up, nigga, talk about it, yeah. He said she said we said wasn't going. Got these people acting like they know it. Facts and cash, we on my back to back. And look at all the cap if we ain't got the facts. I mean, he said she said he the what the who. Hold up, nigga, talk about it, yeah. Heard it seen it probably wasn't true. Hold up, nigga, talk about it, yeah. She said we still wasn't going. Got the people acting like they know it. Facts and cats, we're on my back to back. And they could all be cap if we ain't got the facts on me. I'm in a sword. Come get your nigga, man. Come get your.
Yeah. Facts and Cats Podcast. What episode is it, man?
Episode motherfucking 60, I think.
60.
We still here, baby. Because we see you next week.
Yeah.
Get well soon, bro.
Yeah. So. Hey man, it's here. It's here.
Which one you want to start with?
Certified Lover Boy. Certified Lover Boy is here.
Don't go in order, but okay.
What's the order? Did we talk about Donda last week?
Nah, Donda came out Sunday.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll talk about Donda first. Fuck it. We'll talk about Donda first, and then we gonna compare it. So, what's your thoughts about Donda first?
First listen. Thought it was some Reggie.
Okay. That was just first listen.
I listened to it the second and third time straight through. I think it's a solid album.
Okay.
I got about a good 7 to 10 songs that I need to just put in the playlist and just play those by themselves. But that's the average album of an album nowadays.
So if you got, if you like on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you give it?
7.5.
7.5.
Could be an 8 if it wasn't so many songs.
I agree. I think I thought from the jump though, I give it like a 7.7. I give like 7.7. I thought it was pretty good. Like I thought it was solid. Definitely way too many songs. So, and I just don't like the fact. I mean. Of course, they put out the track that's with the features, but like it can't. I hate when rappers do the albums and don't show the features.
Yeah, so, that's what made me not like it at first.
I think at this point for me, I think Kanye is DJ Khaled at this point because it's like more so about his appearances and the production than it actually is about him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think like as far as the appearances and people on there, like he had niggas spitting that really I didn't even know really was capable of doing that. Like Fabio Foreign, I hate his music, bro.
I mean, I feel like the thing is, with that, it's like you can get these niggas to do some shit on their own shit on somebody else's. Yeah. But when you get the big names out, like Drake or Kanye, you gonna put out your best shit you ever put out for.
Fabio Foreign, to me, the way he rap is like he reading.
That nigga was reading.
Send me the Addy, I'm hunting him down. I be like, man, what's up with this nigga? He just be screaming into the mic. But that nigga, he had that nigga calm down. He had him flow consistently, and it was hard.
What kind of drugs you think they had him on to calm down?
Probably goddamn. What's the shit you the college students be taking?
Addy.
Yeah, they had a nigga on Adderall.
Nah, that shit had you up. That nigga was on some shrooms or some shit.
They just had that nigga focused, so. I don't know. I thought overall it was a pretty solid album.
The first song of the album, I hated it, but I love that shit. Now I listen to that shit every morning.
I skip right over that. I think it's overhyped.
That's not something I'm gonna keep going back to.
It's not an everyday listen, but it's definitely for me. I can't listen to goddamn like off brand church music. All the time anyway. But you know, good for him. It was a personal album, so I'm just glad he released it because he was playing. Now he said that the label dropped the album without his consent. Do we believe that? Is he facts or is he cap?
Cap. That's a cap ass shit. I think he had to say that just so Drake wouldn't feel like he just put it out before him on purpose. What you think about the whole thing with the baby? Where his verse originally wasn't on it.
Okay.
And so they tried to blame it on the baby.
So let me get to it. Wait, first, let me get to the label part. The label dropping it. I don't think the label did that. But if they did, I don't blame him because I think that this rollout was expensive as fuck. He threw three fucking concerts. He stayed in the fucking Mercedes-Benz Dome. He got a million features. Like, the label was probably in the hole with their money.
You think the niggas really charged for all them features? Their normal prices?
Hell yeah, I think they charged.
Shit.
The label pay that. It's not like it's Kanye really coming out of his pocket.
Man, he hit them on some, my budget tight.
Even if they're not necessarily paying them for them features, it's just all the other stuff that the label is paying for. Like, renting out football fields is not... that's an expensive rollout, bro. Like, there's other rappers... Most rappers are not going to get that treatment. Hey,
but I think he made that money back. And then
I think he might have broke even or came to it, bro. You don't understand. Right? Like, renting that out, I was there at one of the shows, bro. It just looked expensive, bro.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and then on top of that, I just think they're tight. And then he just keep, they said he already had gave his album, like he had submitted it, then he took it back. I was just like, I think they was probably tired of this nigga shit. And they was like, you sitting here trying to play around with Drake and wait on him. Like, nigga, no, we about to drop your shit. It is what it is. That's just my theory, but I don't really think that's what happened. I think it was just, he submitted it and he capped. As far as the baby,
You think his people didn't it was a miscommunication?
I think that his label probably, Kanye's label probably didn't want the baby on there. I think the label just didn't want him on air because he's going through what he's going through. And if you listen to the verse, look what he's talking about.
I mean, he addressed it. Why wouldn't they want that on there? He ain't go too far. He said
he didn't go too far, but I think that, I'm just saying, like, you know, nobody wants to be aligned. Yeah, you know. Think about it. The baby has probably, you never know. That's the reason why I say, like, the baby went wrong about the situation because you don't know who the higher ups are, bro, and who you dissing and who you disrespecting. They might got some family members with HIV. Like, we don't know, but we gonna get to the baby though. But that's what I think. Like, he did that, and I think that it just misconstrued a whole bunch of shit, and that's just what it is. So I think that's probably what happened with that. So I don't know.
Staying on Donda, last thing, unless you got something else.
What?
Who had the best feature
on Donda?
Yeah.
Baby King, number six. See, a lot of people saying Fabio. A lot of people saying a lot. Hold on, let me go to Donda. I can tell y'all what song because you know they ain't got no features on it. You probably don't even know it's Baby King. But I'm like, who the fuck is this nigga with all these fucking flows, bro? Y'all go listen to Praise God. It's the nigga who closed out the song. This nigga switched up the flow like six times, bro. This shit was crazy. I think Praise God.
I didn't know who the hell that was, so I couldn't even throw him in there.
That's Kendrick Lamar's cousin.
Okay, I'm gonna go back. Like I said, that's one of the songs on my team.
Yeah, go listen to Praise God, bro. That nigga snapped at the end. Who you got?
Somewhere between the baby and
the baby shit was hard.
The baby and the baby probably second for me. Probably Poppy.
Yeah, I'm already spilling shit. Okay. So what's your certified lover boy reaction? What do you think about that? It dropped last night.
I feel like we ain't had enough time to digest it.
I don't listen to it about two times. Me two too. And a half times.
To me right now, it's a good album. It's just, it was safe. I feel like it was really safe. It wasn't.
That's a great way to say that.
He didn't do nothing wrong, but he didn't do nothing extraordinary either.
It wasn't, I'm going to put it like this. This is like, now, while I do think that there's, like, songs are going to be successful on a Drake album, period, right?
Yeah.
I don't think it's one on there that's just that standout record that he usually has. Like, he usually has two or three outstanding records. You know they're going to go number one. Like, his last album had God's Plan. Views had One Dance. Tootsie Slide. Like, number one records in the country.
I don't hear a number one
record. I don't hear no number ones on here. And I do think the album, I know it's called Certified Lover Boy, but it was kind of really slow tempo. Like, it was really slow.
It wasn't even, like, slow on some singing. It was more, like, slow on just, like, some... Like, this nigga's just depressed.
It's just, I didn't even feel like
him being depressed. I feel like the album's depressing.
I didn't feel like it was depressed. I wouldn't even say, like... I feel like niggas say that like about some shit like Rod Wave, but like I think that I didn't really feel like it was depressing. I just felt like it was just. I think maybe I probably would have accepted the album more had it been like we didn't have to wait an extra 9 months for it. You know what I'm saying?
That's like part of the album cover rollout.
Yeah, we just, I mean, we had to wait, right? We had already waited a long time. Then we had to wait an extra 9 months. And it was just kind of like, I thought that I was going to hear those two standalone records, you know, and he didn't drop. And it just kind of, it's kind of telling because he didn't drop no music before. He just put the album out. And Drake usually don't do that. Drake is usually more a traditional rollout type of guy. 1 to 10, I give that a 7.98. Because while I do feel like I can listen to it more every day than Donda.
Definitely.
Because it's like everyday music. I do think that it was still. I think it's like in the middle of the pack as far as Drake albums. Drake projects. Like I don't think it's. I'm not. You know, I ain't going to be the nigga that's already ranking it and shit. But it didn't blow me away. But I do think it's good. I think it's still going to be one of the top albums, of course.
Oh, it's going to sell.
Yeah, I think my favorite songs in there is No Friends in the Industry. And, I mean, TSU, I already heard that when it leaked, but TSU and Too Sexy. I fuck with those. Like he got some, like, I like he got some hits on there, but they, it ain't no ones. You know, it's, I'm just holding Drake to his own standards.
Do you think, because this is what I'm thinking with this album, as long as we waited and we didn't hear that number one, I think there's going to come a, the deluxe. And there's going to be something on the deluxe that's going to be a hit.
I know, I agree with that. I thought about that earlier. I do think there's going to be a deluxe just because deluxe is the new wave.
Yeah.
So he probably dropped 4 or 5 songs on there, and one of them is probably going
to
be it.
Because there's nothing from this album that's going straight to radio. Like, that is going to be easily, they're going to have to force this shit to become a number one song.
So what you think? Who had the better album, Donda or CLB?
I have a personal opinion and what I think the real answer should be. Personally, I'm going to listen to CLB more. Just more for me. But overall album, I think Donda got it. I like the beats better. The features came harder to me. I feel like that, but I just can't listen to that every day. Like the fake gospel album. Like I don't know. Like and 1 minute. And I don't like the edited. Like you took.
And that's why I hold it against Kanye. Now, I personally, like I said, I think CLB is the better album just because I can relate to it more. Like, I'm not in the stage that Kanye is in life. I can hear Drake and just Drake is always relatable. No matter if you old, young, he's just always relatable. It's going to be quotables on there. It's shit that you're going to hear. You're going to think back to like, damn, I've been in that kind of situation before. So I'm going to go ahead and get a nod to Drake. Now, do I think that it's by a long margin? No. Do I think that both albums were overhyped? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Both of them had us waiting forever. Phenomenal. Both of them kept switching up dates.
Did he add more songs to this shit?
Who?
Kanye. When the 25 songs?
No, it was 27.
Okay, I thought it was 25. My bad.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing. Kanye dropping all kind of part twos and shit. Like, the album was unorganized as fuck. Like, that's another thing.
He could have went ahead and put the part ones and the part twos together.
Yeah. Why you couldn't just put Baby and Jay-Z?
I could understand that.
But maybe Jay-Z, like, nigga, don't
put what was that? The one with the locks. With the locks.
Meg, the Stallion, I don't fuck with him. So maybe that was, like, a political thing.
But Jesus Lord, you could have put them two together. Like everything that has a part two besides Jail, I understand.
That's because he don't want to, you know. I think that's just because he's so scatterbrained. Shit,
but I do like that he got Larry Hoover Jr. on there talking at the end. I don't like that. You know who that nigga sound like? Who I thought it was? I missed it at first when he said his name. I thought it was 2 Chainz talking. I'm like, nigga, you ain't go through all this shit. I was confused. Listen to it again. Yeah. Listen to the nigga voice and just say you missed that nigga. Say
I think. I mean,
it was
cool. I guess. I mean,
it was cool. I mean, it went with the album. The whole Jesus.
How did it go with the album? That's what I was just talking about. My question. I was like, what the fuck this guy do with the album?
He's thanking Kanye for reaching out for trying to get his dad out of jail. That's some Christian like thing, you know, lending the favor.
I guess. Man. Shout out to that. A lot of people said that Drake was the reason. Drake put in the word to Lucian Grange and told him, hey, Drop Kanye's fucking album, bro. You think that happened?
I wouldn't be surprised nothing with these two motherfuckers. That probably did happen just like that, though.
I'm kind of leaning more towards it did. He did do it just because, just like, Drake seems like behind the scenes he do a whole bunch of petty shit and then he get niggas to act up and then they look crazy to the public.
And he laughing.
And that's exactly what I feel like he did to Kanye. Like, I feel like he did that. Like, he always rapping about his personal relationship with Lucian Grange, so... He got the power and the clout to do that. It seems, you know what I mean? I don't know.
So, do we have a date for Kendrick yet?
No. But what I will say is, I feel like they both left the door open for Kendrick to smoke their fucking boots.
That's not even going to be close. Because honestly, let's go like Kendrick going to have an album to J. Cole have a better album than both of them?
J. Cole dropped this year, right?
Yeah. It was just earlier.
I don't even remember what J. Cole.
Because I went back and listened to that today, and I think J. Cole's number one right now.
J. Cole album probably is, let me see. Oh, yeah, the offseason. I'm tripping. Yeah, the offseason is better than both.
So, right now, so it's open for Kendrick to come in and grab
it. I think Kendrick is going to come and smash both. I mean, and Drake and Kanye, they had the same fucking features.
Yeah.
They literally dropped the same album. Like, literally the same feature, bro. Like, I just don't understand. Like, they drop... I don't like they grabbed all the typical features. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, some of them we knew he was going to have. We knew it was going to be a Wayne. We knew that was going to be Future. Wayne and Future is for sure. Wayne and Future,
of course. But then they both got Lil Baby. Which they both got Young Thug. They both got Travis Scott. Who else they got?
I could be wrong. Just answer this. Does Travis Scott and Drake usually have a song together?
I mean, they had a number one together. Sicko
I'm just saying, I get that one, but other than that, like, he's not usually on his albums like that, is he? From what I can remember, I don't think so.
I'm not really, but I'm not surprised that he's on there just because they had a number one together. You're not gonna work with the nigga that got you an extra number one.
I'm not saying it like that, but I mean, I would expect. I would expect Kanye to have
more. Well, I don't know because they always on again, off again. You know what I mean? On and off again, fighting and shit.
Shit, that's Kanye, nigga. We'll be on again, off again, too.
You know, they both got Jay-Z on the album. They both got Lil Durk on the album. That's like five features that's the same. Let me see. Lil Baby, Lil Durk, Jay-Z, Travis Scott, Young Thug. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's too much, man. Like, let's, y'all did all that and y'all... Niggas is basically getting on both of the albums. They the real winners of the album. Hey, Lil Durk, shout out to Lil Durk. That nigga Lil Durk just shouted out his girl product, like makeup product.
This nigga Durk.
Skincare product. And he said, I know this shit about to get a billion streams, so I'm just going to shout my bitch shit out. I was like, hey, that's a real nigga right there.
Hey, what album is Durk not on right now?
Listen, I'll never forgive Kazadi when I tried to tell him that Durk was the second hottest nigga in the game after street rapper, after Lil Baby. And that nigga told me, I don't hear Lil Durk nowhere. So, no. He told me Rod Wave was bigger. And I was like, nigga, you got me fucked up. And I love Rod
Wave. Yeah, for what he listens to. But
yeah, man.
I bet you he wouldn't even say that now, though.
Hell no. This nigga got the most, so probably not now. Well, I don't know. But this nigga has the most. I seen him put up a post that said that he got the most top 100 entries right now.
And I wouldn't be surprised because he's on everything. Only other person I would have thought that would have topped it would be Baby.
Lil Baby ain't dropped no album this year.
I'm just talking about all the features that he's
got. I'm saying they dropped the album together. And then Durk probably a little bit ahead of him right now on the feature. So it is what it is. What do you think about Soulja Boy going at Kanye West? What do you think happened right there?
First off, that nigga Kanye just was fucking with Soulja Boy that day, let him come down and shoot. He knew he wasn't putting that shit on the album.
You think so?
But I mean, Kanye has the good excuse if he just stick with his story. Hey, I didn't put this out. The label put it out. It ain't my fault.
Yeah.
Soulja Boy had to chill out, bro. You ain't got to come with the nigga like that.
Soulja Boy, man.
Y'all know he do this shit for clout.
Soulja Boy, that verse was weak. I probably would have cut that shit too. Second of all, Kanye don't owe it to tell you that you know what I mean? Now, if y'all have some kind of business agreement and you need to get paid or something, but it don't seem like you worry about no money. It just seem like you want to be on this album real bad. And you didn't even come down to Atlanta. Like, you went to... It seemed like you said that he just sent you the song. Most people got to go down to wherever Kanye at to make music. You know what I'm saying? So, and just stop going to... I think, like, Soulja Boy has become a caricature of himself now. Like, he's, like, people don't even, like, really respect him and his music, even though she made it clap. Like, that was cool, a little viral moment. But, like, what are you doing, bro? Like, that shit is not respectable. You calling out the man ex-wife. Now you want a boxing match. I'm so tired of these rappers in this fucking boxing match shit.
Ain't nobody gonna box.
Right.
Leave that to the YouTubers, the
TikTokers and shit. Yeah. I'm so tired of that shit, bro. Like, you ain't finna do shit, Soulja Boy. Kanye probably beat your ass low-key. You ain't shit. And that verse was trash.
What you think about Chris Brown's verse?
Chris Brown said, you a ho-ho. I ain't hear no verse, but I don't even know.
I heard it leaked, but I never found it.
Oh, okay. I ain't hear it, but I do. I think that probably got something. You know what I've tied it into? I think it got something to do with probably DJ Envy. Like, what DJ Envy was talking about. Like, Kanye don't know how to treat people. Did you see him keep calling him a clown and stuff?
Yeah.
He kept calling him a clown. He kept saying, like, he's a clown. He don't know how to treat people and whatnot. And my thing is, the only issue I have with DJ Envy is, like, bro, if you're going to keep talking about it and calling Kanye a clown, give us the context of what happened. Don't say it's somebody else's story to tell. It's this, that, and the third.
It's your story.
Then why the fuck you keep talking about it then?
Right.
Like, nigga, give us the fucking story so I can make a reaction video to it. Follow me at Big Just Reactions on YouTube. Subscribe. Like,
talk. We got another business, too, we about to start promoting. Give me another week.
Yeah, we working. So, in the midst of these albums, Lil Nas X, he decided to promote his album that's coming out on September 17th.
Y'all gonna start this thing called Boosie.
Called Montero, and he said that it's his baby. You know how rappers refer, or just artists, they refer to the album as like they baby, right?
And ain't nothing wrong with that.
So as a symbolization of him saying, like, this is my baby's dropping, he took a maternity pic of him being pregnant. Yeah, Lil Nas' head and a picture of him by poolside being pregnant or whatever he said is dropping. It's a promotional use picture. It said that it's dropping September 17th. It started off actually with Donnell Rawlings posting up an Instagram post of that picture and saying, I'm all for freedom, but what am I supposed to tell my kids? And then niggas was like tweeting, don't let Boosie see this. You know he gonna say something. And then Boosie came and said, what the fuck, Nas X, next you gonna try to suck a nigga dick on stage? That's the name with it. So what do you think about
that? Bro, the same shit like I say about everybody else that's on the internet acting goddamn fool. They will stop doing that shit when y'all stop reacting to every dumb shit that they do. This right here might be one of the dumbest shits this nigga has done. Who? That Lil Nas. Damn the kissing. That had something. He's gay. He kissed another man. Cool. This nigga goddamn twerking on the devil. Cool.
But now you just ask yourself, is it dumb if it works?
It's smart. He's doing it right there. That's what I'm saying. Niggas gotta stop entertaining this shit. The only thing I would say is, like, yo, let my kid come to me. What is this? I said, it's trash. Turn the channel. This ain't nothing. Don't even pay. Some people do stuff for attention. Just keep going. Because this is some shit that can't happen. It's different. This ain't even about your sexuality. It's just this nigga's just trolling. At this point, he's just trolling.
And Boosie don't get that shit. That's my problem. Mom, I'm going to get to Boosie, but Donnell Rawlings, first of all, you said, how do I explain this to my kids? This is what you tell your kids. Yo, listen, this shit is fake. A man can't get pregnant. He's photoshopping it. If you really want to get into debt, you could just say he put that up because he's referring to his album as his baby. Basically, put a lot of time, sweat, and equity into it, and it's about to drop. So, excuse me, he's saying that basically his baby's about to drop. But he's trolling. He's not serious. It's a joke. Keep it moving. That's what you tell your kid right there. Like, why are we... I think as adults overcomplicate shit. The kids really don't give a fuck, bro.
But they gonna see that and not talk about it 2 minutes
later. Yeah, the kids are gonna laugh at it. They're like, oh, that nigga gay as hell. Like,
keep it moving.
Come on, bro. Like, these niggas act like their kids probably don't know what gay... Unless his kids is, like, probably, like, 6 and under, 7 and under... Niggas know what gay is and they laughing at it.
But they know that most of these kids, they just smart. They know a man can't get pregnant. Right. They know that he's not a woman that transitioned to a man. So the shit is just, it's just a, I don't know. It's just a show. Like I said, it's just a troll. That's all it is.
My whole thing about Boosie is like, Boosie, shut the fuck up, bro. You just keep falling for the bait. He's literally doing it for you. He's doing this for you. That's how they get it. Like,
hey, every click he get, Boosie get. Hey,
Nas get three more.
It's cool. Boosie will take one. Boosie, he'll take one for three.
It's
keeping him relevant.
We still talking about Boosie. I think that Boosie is just. I think Boosie just need to just come out and say homophobic at this point. Just say you're homophobic. Say you got a problem with it.
Just say he just don't like Lil Nas X.
I mean, what is he not liking for? Because he claiming it's about the kids. But when you was goddamn putting live porn on fucking Instagram, was you thinking about the kids? When you was going live from the cucumber party, was you thinking about the kids?
He says his shit was prime.
When you was, when you was goddamn, you know what I mean? Like, how far can we go? We can go back in the day when you was talking about, can I stick an XPL in your booty hole? What you thinking about the kids? When it was fuck the police, what you thinking about the kids? No, so that's my whole thing, bro. Like, come on, bro. Like, I just don't understand why Boosie is so fixated on Lil Nas. Like, he's literally fixated. You're 38 years old. This nigga's 21. Leave that nigga alone, bro. If you leave him alone,
well, he's trying to corrupt his kids, man.
Well, that nigga ain't trying to corrupt his kids. His kids with twins on the way right now. Nigga, you talking about that ain't even his kids. He probably you was in the fucking bedroom when he was fucking that little girl.
That's what Tootie told him, so shit. Is Tootie good, man? Because I seen him doing the crazy shot.
Like, I don't know. Tootie like he tore his fucking ACL. Tootie probably somewhere. There ain't no videos being shot soon.
Hey, at least he could have just took his daddy a wheelchair.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so many things Boosie done did. We talking about anybody, how they reflecting on anything. So, yeah, what it is. You seen the Jake Paul fight?
What fight? You talk about that wrestling shit?
No, that WWE. You see the Jake Paul watch my talk?
That wasn't no fight. This shit was scripted. I ain't never seen
anything. Do you think it was rigged?
This shit was as real as wrestling is. If you thought that shit was real, then this shit was real.
So do we think that they basically is building Jake Paul up to try to get a big boxing fight?
They build him up to get his ass knocked out. Because somebody going to say, fuck this contract and knock this nigga out one day.
No, this is what I think. I think they're building up Jake Paul. He's going to keep winning these rigged-ass fights because there's no way. Tyron Woodley knocked this nigga damn near through the damn ropes. And then just pulled back and stopped swinging. Now, you were a UFC fighter, bro.
You would have kicked this nigga in the throat and hit him with a bat.
You just would have kept going. If I would have hit that nigga and I seen him hurt and tired and gassed as he was.
He could at least faked it better. At least just went to body shots at least.
He wasn't even in the shape he was in.
He didn't even try to do.
I think you don't get paid if you don't let him win. But my thing is, I think they're trying to just get the big one. Like, he said he want to fight Canelo or Javante David. He trying to bait somebody in there to get a real boxing match, and then they'll probably whoop his ass. But, you know, they'll both make $100 million off of it or some
Javante
shit.
Javante Davis seem like the type of nigga. Let's say Jake Paul get a good hit in on him. He going to forget whatever they talked about backstage.
No, that's the thing. Javante Davis ain't playing no rigged games with him. He's undefeated. You think he about to play that game with him?
No, I'm just saying, even if they say, hey, you're going to win, but you just can't knock him out. Like, just play this. That nigga hit him too hard one time. This nigga gonna say fuck this shit and he ain't gonna get paid because he gonna break that contract.
I think that this shit is like, at this point, it's kind of making the respect in boxing go down, bro. Just because it's like, niggas is out here fake boxing and making more money. So it's gonna be some money hungry big boxer that's gonna take the bait and accept the fight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then they're going to end up whooping the shit out of Jake Paul, but it's just going to be like, damn, like, why is y'all even fighting this nigga? And I think the respect is being lost.
But would any real respectable boxer fight this nigga knowing the type of boxer that he is? Or knowing what he, you know?
I think somebody is. If you know these boxes. I mean, look at Floyd. He already.
I said respectable.
One thing.
Floyd is gonna fly.
Put it like this. Gervonta Davis probably ain't even seeing the paydays that Jake Paul is seeing, and he's an undefeated top boxer. You know what I mean?
That's why I said respectable.
But that's what I'm saying. Now Gervonta Davis, he seemed like he's honorable. But there's gonna be other boxers that fight,
but he's not gonna fight into no script.
Think about this. There's gonna be a boxer who's gonna be like, nigga, I'll knock this nigga out in the first round. That's gonna take it and whoop the fuck out of him. You know what I mean? So probably an older fighter trying to get out the game, secure that bag. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's what it is. So that's what I think.
So you talking about Pacquiao?
He might be a little too old, but he'll definitely probably fight. I mean, he don't have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
So I don't see why not. So Fat Joe responded to the snitching allegations. And he basically said, like, these niggas lying.
Are we talking about verses today?
We about to get into the verses after that. Do we really care? We said about
that's
like,
what I said. Do we care?
Is this something that we care about?
If you caught me over 30 years doing some shit, hey, you took too long. This shit, null and void. It never happened. It's too late.
Let's talk about it. Matter of fact, did you see the conversation we was having today in the text message?
Yeah.
Where I said the rap game. That's yours or mine? The rap game is really got more real niggas in it today, like more street rappers, than in the past. Do you agree with that? Is that facts or cap?
I'm gonna have to say facts, and that's because these niggas are still one foot in the studio, one foot in the streets. Most of the niggas back then was damn near niggas telling you, hey, you gotta leave that shit alone or we can't fuck with you. A lot of these niggas are signed to other ex-street rappers, and they still getting the freedom to still want to be a hood nigga. That's cool, nigga, as long as you make the songs and we got them make some money. I don't give a fuck what you do, and I think that's what's hurting these niggas. That's why so many of the rappers is going to jail, because they are still street niggas. They're not smart. They're not business people. They don't know what their longevity could be if they could just get that other foot out the streets.
So while I agree with you, I think it's a little different. I think that...
Wait, when we say street, are we talking... I ain't saying smart. I'm not saying smart, but these niggas...
No. Let me say what I'm saying. I think back in the day, it was more rappers that pretended to be street niggas. They was probably signed to some street niggas, like how you say, and they emulated them niggas. You feel me?
Like Jeezy or something like that.
I think Jeezy Solidified was a real street nigga.
Okay.
But I do think that it's a lot of rappers who probably weren't like how he said this. And I'm not saying, excuse me, that these rappers aren't who they say they were. But put it like this. The reason why rappers could come off as street niggas back in the day and still have that persona is because the internet wasn't there. So, let's say that this Fat Joe shit is true. Fat Joe snitched allegedly 32 years ago in 89, right? And we're just now hearing about it. The little boy who met Corvette.
Yeah.
This nigga snitched when he was 12, 13 years old, bro. Allegedly, they call it snitching. I don't even call it snitching. His best friend got murdered in front of him. And his mom, his guardian, took him to the police station for him to make a statement. He made a statement. This nigga was one hit in. He was already exposed.
I don't even think that's not snitching.
I don't think it's snitching either. But you know, Wack 100 and Gilly said it was snitching. But we're not even on that.
What I'm saying is, being a kid and talking, yeah, because your mama gonna beat your ass if you don't, or the streets gonna beat your ass. You gonna get your ass beat one way or the other.
Exactly. And I don't even want to get on that. What I'm saying, my whole point is, what I'm trying to say is, back in the day, it was like niggas wasn't putting paperwork online. You know what I'm saying? Like, you couldn't find that shit. Nowadays, you could get on the internet, boom, boom, boom. Oh, he's a snitch. Get him up out of the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that, like, you kind of got to be more of a street nigga for real. If you really about that street shit, you got to really be one. And that's why you see all these rappers getting indicted by the feds. Rappers weren't getting indicted by the feds like that back in the day.
I think the most these niggas did back in the day, like the older rappers, really sold crack. That was probably a lot of niggas that sold dope. Now, you might have been a big nigga. You might have been a little nigga.
Like selling weed now.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, everybody sell weed. I know niggas went street niggas that sell weed. Everybody sold crack back in the day just because that shit was spreading through the hood. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, anyway, we're going to get to Fat Joe versus Ja Rule. What's up? What you think?
I don't like the matchup.
I don't like the matchup, but I don't hate the matchup.
I mean, they do both. They both got their singing song. But I think this right here is another versus for New York. Because I think niggas...
They got tired of Atlanta running shit.
Yeah. And, like, niggas... Niggas in New York treat... They put him up there, like, on Mount Rushmore of rap. Yeah, they put Fat Joe up there with the Mount Rushmore rap niggas. And outside of there, I don't think nobody else put him that high.
I seen somebody say, Lord, they about to have Ashanti running back and forth all night. They said Ashanti the real
Ashanti got to be there.
What I will say, I think the popular, I think everybody, when they first see it on paper, they're like, nigga, Ja Rule. Now, let me show you something.
Fat Joe got a many hits, though.
You remember when we went to Car and Bike Show and everybody was performing. It was like Gucci, Boots. It was a lot of people performing. We went to the Car and Bike Show and we was like, why the fuck is Fat Joe closing out in Atlanta? Like, we were like, nigga.
Was that Lean Back then? Nah, it was after.
Nigga, no, this was like a few years ago. This was just only a few years ago, bro. When, you know, we went to the Car and Bike Show like twice.
Yeah, I remember.
This one 2000. This one even the, maybe it was the 2010. I think Soulja Boy had Pretty Boy Swag out. So whatever year that was.
Yeah, it was around
that. So around that one, 2010, probably. 2010, 2011. I just remember Fat Joe closed it out. And we was like, why the fuck is Fat Joe closing? One, he performed the hell out of his set. Two, the nigga had hits for fucking nights and days, nigga.
Nah, this shit
ain't. Let's not sleep. Now, we only need 20. They both got 20. I ain't saying that Fat Joe gonna beat Ja Rule. I think we all expect Ja Rule to beat Fat Joe. But what I'm saying is, this is gonna be one of them ones. I think the ones with less pressure is always really good.
I think it's
good.
Gonna be a sleeper one, honestly.
Yeah, I'm gonna make sure I watch it. It's on Tuesday. I wish they would stop doing this Tuesday shit, bro.
I wish they'd stop doing 9 o'clock.
Bro, yeah. It's Labor Day. Why not do this shit? I guess they don't wanna do it on Monday because niggas is gonna be out, but you can do it on one of these weeks.
That's when niggas will watch this shit. Niggas will be out, somebody have it on.
Yeah, like I just don't get it. Like, why are we watching this Tuesday at 9 o'clock and then you know they ain't coming out till 9:30 and you know that shit ain't done till 11:30, like
I said, I stayed up for the Dipset one in D Block, but I don't know if I'm gonna stay up for all this. Ashanti, I hope don't wear no heels that night. You better put your sneakers on so you can go from side to side.
Facts. So, Trick Daddy was trending because you know he been saying for years that he the CEO of the Eat a Booty Gang. He the CEO of that Eat a Booty Gang. So yeah, we
ain't know that shit went both ways.
He said that he's recruiting the girls to the Eat a Booty Gang.
The nigga named Trick Daddy though. Are you surprised? Like,
and he said that on Drink Champs, he said that basically he liked getting his ass ate out. That's what he said.
That's where he fucked up. You should not have used the word.
It is what
I like to get ate out. No, he just said I like to.
He likes getting his rump licked. He likes getting his posterior French kissed. He like all that shit. That nigga like all that shit. He with it. He said sometimes he like his legs in the air. Just depends. You know what I'm saying? So,
like I've always said in this topic.
I think my question is, who the fuck is eating Trick Daddy ass?
tricking on somebody that's eating that ass.
Yeah, I don't know who eating that ass, but you know what?
Hey, if he like getting his ass ate, once again, men. I'm not that old yet. I haven't made it there.
I'm saying middle-aged men love that shit. I don't have no intentions on doing no shit like that. I just keep seeing that that's what middle-aged men like. They like getting their ass licked.
Hey. Don't judge a nigga if he want to get his ass ate and he proud of it. Judge the ones that's in the closet about the shit.
Yeah, I think that's just, you know, don't do nothing you ain't ashamed of. And he ain't ashamed of it. And that's a real nigga. So, let's close it out with the baby went met up with 9 HIV foundations, right?
Oh, foundations. I thought you said 9 HIV people when I first heard this.
No, 9 HIV foundations.
Oh, okay, that's better.
He seems engaged, you know. he's still trying to market himself, right? But I seen which he shouldn't have did, because you don't touch that song. He put out a freestyle to the Essence.
Yeah, I was upset about that shit.
Yeah,
I didn't think it was bad.
It wasn't bad. It was, I didn't even snap him, but nigga, come on, bro. Leave that shit alone. Write something else. But on there, he's still kind of like on his, like, you can't cancel me on the blah, blah, blah. Like, so my whole thing is, like, I seen people saying, like, when they were saying, like, area was putting out that he was talking with 9 HIV foundations and shit. People were saying he's just doing that just so he can get out of the fire. Are those valid points, being that the content of what he was rapping about on Essence was kind of like, y'all can't cancel me, I'm this, I'm that, this, that, and the third, blah, blah, blah. Like, are those reasonable comments at this point? Like, is he being counterproductive?
Yeah. Just stop talking about it. Like, I feel like he has a point by saying, oh, you can't cancel me because of this. But that fucks up everything that you did. And you probably did 10 times better by doing everything with the HIV foundations. And I feel like you were doing some good. But don't nobody hear the clips or a video showing how engaged you are with it. So all they seeing is, oh, nigga, you just sound like you don't give a fuck. We gonna keep fucking with you regardless.
Yeah, I think he's counterproductive. I think what he's doing doesn't make sense. I think he should just chill. I mean, even with, like, you know, like, even if he were to say what he said with the Kanye shit, leave it at that. That was your
address. That was the best. That was the
that
best.
That was your address. You put out your bars, leave it alone. But I think that he's just too stubborn for his own good. It just don't make sense to me. Like,
I mean, you got to do a bigger show, a huge show still in New York.
Yeah, so it's just like, bro, not everybody that counts you, just let it go, bro. I just don't understand it. I don't understand him, but, you know, hey, man, it is what it is.
So that's the street, nigga. He ain't all the way up.
I think he's out the streets. I think Vic's out the streets. I just think that he just...
still got...
just not being smart. That's really what it is. I think he's just not being smart. Anyway, man, it's time for that. Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. Say what? Say what? What's the scenario?
Hey. I ain't even hearing none of these things in pre-production.
Yeah. Cutting Sticky. Cutting Sticky is at home, chilling, late night, watching the kids. He gets a call from his partner, Merk. You know what I'm saying? Merk is at the strip club. He FaceTimes Stick and he shows him, hey, your girl Veronica here at the strip club, bro. She got pulled into a VIP with some rich African niggas and they keep giving her money to throw in the air, right? Now, mind you, Merk says when she came in, she didn't have no section, nothing. She's standing by the bar, she taking laps around the club or whatever, you know what I mean? He sees her, he says, hey, what's up, Veronica? She goes, oh, Merk, what's happening? What's happening? What's up? Come in my section, man. Y'all can party in here, drink for free, shit like that. Oh, no, we good, right?
Right.
He like, all right, well, you know, y'all want to come up here, you know, just holler at me. She walks around, and then some Africans, you know, it's always an African section in Atlanta, and they like to spend money. They pull her into the section. You can tell they don't know each other, complete strangers. She gets in the section, and they giving her money, and she just throwing it. He shows that to Cutting Sticky. Is that appropriate behavior?
If all she's doing is chilling and throwing money, and nobody's like aggressively on her, actually touching her, and she's like laughing, and it's innocent. I may not like want to see it, but I don't think it's that deep. Mm-hmm. He was like, yo, I really don't want to chill with my niggas. Like, I came to be out, not with people I don't know, just having fun. And this is what I'm doing. That's not some shit. Like, I might look at it and be a little tight because I ain't really want to see that shit, but I wouldn't be that upset about it. We could wake up in the morning and be like, all right, what you cooking for breakfast? Like, I wouldn't even be upset.
I think Veronica's mistake is, if you didn't want to be, you know, in your niggas friend section, I completely understand that. But at the same time, you gotta know that that nigga's gonna report what you're doing. So at this point, you gotta understand the situation. If he wasn't there and you was doing that, no harm, no foul, nigga.
But I feel like if she did it, knowing that his friends is there, she know he ain't gonna tell. So I don't feel like she.
I think you putting yourself in a real wishy washy situation. Like we don't know. Like you know what I mean. Like
it could have went this way. It could have went that.
Yeah,
way.
Yeah, like you putting yourself in a weird position. That's what I'm saying. Like I don't think that's a good idea. I'm not saying you need to party with them, but at the same time, maybe you should just went to another strip club. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
That's how I look at it. Like, you should go to another strip club and go have a ball. You know what I'm saying? Y'all didn't have no intentions on, you know what I mean? Like,
let me ask you personally, if that same situation happened, and it's your woman, and I hit you back, and I was like, yo, we told her to come chill with us, but she over there with them. And she
that's what I'm saying. It's all about presentation. No, I'm not mad that she didn't get in y'all section.
Are you mad that she
don't get thrown money? But you popped in they section and you let me nigga get money. I'm just sitting here like, I'm not necessarily mad, but I'll probably tell her like, look, you know my niggas is gonna look out for me. They told me they offered you a section, part of the section. I get it. You probably ain't want to chill my niggas, but you to go hop in some other niggas section while they're there. What did you think they was gonna hit me with? Did you think the niggas was gonna tell me?
I probably would have.
So I think like, listen, I ain't gonna tell you what to do. Maybe you should have just hit him. I'm just saying like, just know that it's gonna get back to me. Whatever you doing, and I know you probably don't want that. Not even saying you trying to do some shit, but like,
I mean, 9 out of 10, I know that she already know that it's gonna get back to me. So she,
you shouldn't have did that.
But I mean, my question is gonna be like, well, shit, how much of the money did you actually not throw and put in your purse? You taking me out in the morning? Like, what are we doing? Like, because you know I already know. We're going to laugh about this shit. I don't really think that type of shit is that deep.
I don't think it's that deep. I'm just saying, I would be telling her just like, now, you know, just for future references, like, hey, like,
I'm gonna be like,
figure it out a little bit.
Can you be a little bit more discreet? Because I ain't ready for these jokes in the group chat.
Yeah, I'm just not ready for it. I ain't trying to hear niggas mouth, shit like that.
Outside of the jokes in the group chat, I'm good.
Yeah. So, what else last one. No, this is the second one.
True. Yeah.
Lately, your girl has been putting you on all the latest rap music, right? Mm-hmm. Which is weird because she don't listen to rap. Also, she done picked up a weed habit when she used to hate smoking. What is the percentages that she's getting piped down by another guy?
You had a strong 72.3%. Cause either she hanging out at the barbershop, she going out with some other niggas to the strip club and sitting
what
in the
section. What the fuck she hanging at the barbershop for?
I don't know. Maybe little PJ need a goddamn haircut or some shit. But at some point she's around somebody else that's doing it, or she got ratchet friends that hang with them type of niggas, and you're still around them. So at some point you're around other niggas that's putting you on all this music, man.
Bitch, you get put on the new music without me putting you on too, you already cheating. Go ahead. That's cheating.
As long as it's, like, it could be R&B, but it just can't be no.
Yeah, don't. First of all, if you listen to R&B with another nigga, you crazy as hell. You definitely cheated.
Yeah.
You definitely didn't cheat it, but if you didn't put on some rap, like, you be like, oh, this that new No Cap right here.
Nigga, where you heard that shit?
Nigga, I didn't even know No Cap was out. What you mean? You cheating.
You gotta be.
You cheating.
Call it what y'all want.
87.3% chance that you cheating already. And then on top of that, you smoking weed now, and you like, oh, this that Zaza right here. Hell no, nah, you cheating. You
nah, this is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to get on you about the weed unless I hit the blunt and that shit is really some fire Zaza. And I'm going to be like, you know what? Get out.
You need to fucking with a real trap nigga or a broke ass nigga. It's one of the two. Like, if the nigga's outside trash, he trash.
Like, yeah, that nigga just getting some shit trying to show off and you smoking this shit. You got a low tolerance because you don't really smoke. I get it. But if you come with that fire, nah, you cheating like a motherfucker. This shit over with.
Ain't no motherfucking fool. So, let me go to the last one scenario. Here we go. Excuse me. All right, so this one kind of long. Pay attention. I ain't got time to explain it twice. Here we go. Alonzo has a baby mama named Quisha.
Okay.
He also has an on-again, off-again girl that he deal with named Tisha. Right?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Quisha was fucking around with Robert until, for whatever reason, Quisha fell back off of him. Robert thought that maybe Quisha was messing back with Alonzo, so he saw to him by telling Quisha some personal things about Alonzo and Tisha's relationship, right? We good. When Robert is confronted about the things he said, he gets aggressive over the phone. Mind you, Alonzo has proved that Robert has been speaking on his business. Long story, Alonzo beats up Robert and then they run into each other again at the club, and Robert starts two different fights in the club with Alonzo and he loses. He then presses charges outside the club on Alonzo. Then a week later, he drops the charges. So I say that to say this. If somebody presses charges on you, a street nigga, if a street nigga presses charges on you within a week later, he drops the charges, is he considered a snitch?
Oh, I thought you had something else to say. Yeah. Yeah.
Explain.
I feel like pressing charges on somebody that you can handle this shit another way. There's some, even if you feel like it doesn't have to go to goddamn full out fighting and shooting and shit, there's other ways to handle shit than getting the laws involved. I feel like anytime you press charges or get the police involved for any reason, you're a snitch or you're trying to protect your household. Nigga run up in your house, you can't get to your pistol in time, and you saw her run up in your shit and they took everything. I don't really feel like. But, oh, you gave a description of the person. You don't know this person. That's not snitching. Nigga ran up in your household. That's different. But a nigga that you know, y'all fought. Like, y'all have reasons or whatever y'all reasons were to fight, that at no point should a charge be pressed. It'd be like, all right, I'm going to see you again. Or this shit dead. You won, I won. And we keep it moving.
Yeah, I agree. Just because you went and took them charges off, like, just think about just sending a black man to jail, period. What if that nigga, you know what I mean? Like, just putting a black man in cuffs, like, and you controlling their destiny, and you say, yeah, I want to press charges. That's some crazy ass shit to me. Especially if it's like, nigga, you started it, or it's a fight. It's a fight. That's how you handle situations. It could have been way worse. You mad because you may have lost the fight, or maybe shit ain't go your way, or you a man, I don't know what it is. You two man handling the situation like me?
That's how you should handle it. Like I said, I'm not saying everything should come to blows, but if you feel like that's what you need to do, y'all keep the guns and the law out of it, hey, that's fair game.
Yeah, I just think that's real activity, bro. I don't know.
Yeah, man.
Don't do that. Free the real.
6ix9ine, that's the last time we talk about you, bro.
What happened?
Nah, I'm just saying. It's just kind of shit. Man, you ready? We got right, one more? Man, we don't need no song or nothing. I'm just going to ask you a couple questions, man. Is it worth for your recent ex of 5 years to move on to your op? Or to a relative like your brother or cousin? Would you rather yo
ex? I already go fuck with a op. You fuck my family. Like, what you gonna do? You gonna come to the family reunion with my cousin? Like, are you gonna, you going, you know what I mean? Like, what you gonna do? You put to my mom and my auntie house where I be at both of them. I already go fuck my op because I don't gotta see that nigga all the time. You know what I'm saying? Now you still a lame ass nigga, but at the same time, I'd rather deal with, you know, you fucking with my aunt, then you fucking my cousin. That's a little different.
I agree.
Like, that's some shit. Like, you totally disrespected. You totally disrespected. And you ain't no coming back from that.
Alright, you a nigga. Are you quicker to slap a nigga for calling you a hoe than a bitch? Facts or cap? Like, what's your trigger word? Like,
a bitch will get you punched. A hoe will get you slapped.
Okay.
That's how I look at that. Like, you call me a hoe, it's like, you don't even deserve, you don't even deserve my fish. You don't deserve no bare knuckles. Like, you don't deserve that. Because now I got to just quickly G-check you. Because you thought that you thought you was slick. You thought it was no consequence to your action. So, you call me a hoe, I'm going to...
Hey, you call me a hoe, I'm going to slap you like a hoe.
Yeah, I got your hoe, nigga. But you call me a bitch, you catch one. We fade. And that's on the game, nigga.
All right, man. You ready for the last one?
What's up, man? Give me the last one. We out here.
If your girl changes her diet, it starts to throw off her pH balance. Because she's eating healthier food. Sometimes, you know, you're eating straight vegetables, it may throw that pH off. The smell is becoming too much for you. And you ask her, is there any way that you could change her diet and still be healthy or just go back to your normal diet? She refuses and says, I like how this diet is working for me and I'm going to continue to do it. Should you just deal with it or leave?
Okay, so let me say
And this. I mean that shit funky.
So let me say this and then I'll come back to the scenario of this facts of cap. One, I've never seen somebody eat healthy and it got worse. But let's just go to the scenario.
I've heard of it.
I think it's probably just not what you're accustomed to, but I don't think it's worse. If this smelling, there's probably something else going on. You might want to check her goddamn location, but that's neither here nor there. You know where your hoe at? That's all I gotta say. I just need to get to the root of what the actual product that you eating is.
But some health shit that she eating and it
I
just...
I mean, well, you know what? It is what it is, man. I can't ask you not to be healthy. And if you know your girl, like you know your girl, you know if she really gonna stick to it or you know she really... You know.
What if she committed this time, bro? You gonna fuck through the phone?
Your girl, you'll get accustomed to it, my brother. You'll get accustomed to it. That's, you know what I mean? This is like... But like this, you ever know somebody with a stanky ass house, but then you've been in the house so much, it don't hit no more? Like the trash, like you ever had the trash probably was in the house a little too long and it smelled, but you was in the house?
No.
So and then somebody else coming out, you be like, God damn, somebody tear out the trash, but you ain't even smell it because you've been in there all day?
So we're talking about like somebody that got mothballs in the house.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, like, you're going to get used to that smell, Vlad. Just go ahead and just, you know, now the shit seeping through all the pants and shit. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, that shit bad.
Well, then you just got to tell her, like, baby.
I said your girl, not some.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got to tell your girl then, like, hey, baby, listen, I ain't going to lie. I appreciate the fact you on a nice little diet, but something's off with your pussy. I don't know if you can go to the doctor and maybe they can give you some kind of pills. Maybe, you know, you need some Vagisil. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need...
Somazine.
Yeah, like, you need some to make that cat snap back. You feel me? But it is what it is. I can't really deal with no shit like that. At all.
Yeah, man. Especially if we ain't married. We just together. Oh, I may have to go ahead and shit.
I ain't going to leave. I'm going to definitely try to figure out
what's going on. If I could figure out a pill that is, you know, take a concoction and put that shit in your drink. Yeah, and you didn't even know it.
Because maybe it's not necessarily about her diet. Maybe just something else happened. Like, maybe something else happened while it was the diet. So, you just pinpoint it. And man, if you don't tell her, then how she going to know?
Okay. That's definitely a conversation. But if you're stuck on, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. So, it may be
somebody got to make a... Gotta make a sacrifice.
Yeah, it is what it is, man.
I mean, niggas been wearing masks for 2 years now, seeing life.
Shit. Well, I need a pussy with a mask on.
You better cut a hole in that
mask. Why you ain't eating my pussy, baby?
Hey, I'm
the player hater balance is going crazy.
Get on that, though.
Hey, man. Fast Cap Podcast, episode 60. We out, baby. Blow up!